மதுசூதன பிரயாணகாலே ச கதம் ஞேயோசி நியதாத்மபிஹி ஸ்ரீ பகவானுவாச ஸ்ரீ பகவானுவாச அக்ஷரம் ப்ரஹ்ம பரமம் அக்ஷரம் ப்ரஹ்ம பரமம் ஸ்வபாவோத்யாத்மமுச்யதே ஸ்வபாவோத்யாத்மமுச்யதே பூதபாவோத்பவகரஹ பூதபாவோத்பவகரஹ விசர்கர்மசஞ்சிதீபகவாச்ச அக்ஷரம் ப்ரஹ்ம பரமம் ஸ்வபாவோத்யாத்மமுச்யதே விசர்கர்மசஞ்சிதம் அதிபூதம் க்ஷரோ பாவஹ புருஷஶ்சாதி தெய்வதம் புருஷஶ்சாதி தெய்வதம் அதி யஜ்ஞோஹமே வாத்ர அதி யஜ்ஞோஹமே வாத்ர தேஹே தேஹப்ருதாம்வர தேஹே தேஹப்ருதாம்வர அதி பூதம் க்ஷரோ பாவஹ புருஷஶ்சாதி தெய்வதம் அதி யஜ்ஞோஹமே வாத்ர தேஹே தேஹப்ருதாம்வர அந்தகாலே ச மாமேவ அந்தகாலே ச மாமேவ ஸ்மரன் முக்த்வா கலேவரம் ஸ்மரன் முக்த்வா கலேவரம் யப்ரயாதி சமத்பாவம் யத்ரயாதி சமத்பாவம் யாதி நாஸ்யத்ர சம்சயஹ யாதி நாஸ்யத்ர சம்சயஹ அந்தகாலே ச மாமேவ ஸ்மரன் முக்த்வா கலேவரம் யப்ரயாதி சமத்பாவம் யாதி நாஸ்யத்ர சம்சயஹ. We will be beginning this chapter 8 of the Bhagavad Gita, Akshara Brahma Yoga, the Yoga of Imperishable Brahman. This chapter has only 28 verses. The main emphasis of this chapter is, as you think, so you become. So you become. That is the main emphasis of this chapter. Every human being is constituted of spirit and matter. The combination of spirit and matter in one form is you, in one form is me. But as the combination, the human being has a choice to either identify with the spirit or with the material equipment. All our life we constantly identify with the material layers. As you think, so you become. If you are constantly identifying with your material equipments, you will take birth again and again into this material world. If you identify with the spirit within, you become the spirit itself. You become the self. This is the whole idea. As you think, so you become. So the spiritual journey is to consciously disassociate from the identification with the material equipments. Disassociate with the identification with the material equipments. Not disassociating from the functioning through the material equipments. You continue to function, but you constantly identify with the spiritual aspect within. So he says, he talks about, in fact, this chapter begins with Arjuna asking 7 questions to Lord, and Lord answers all the 7 questions. But the 7th question is the most discussed question in this chapter. The first 6 questions and the 7th question comes from what Lord said in the last 2 verses of chapter 7. In chapter 7 verse 29 and 30, Lord said, those who strive for liberation from old age and death, taking refuge in me, the self, they realize the whole. They realize the whole Brahman, whole as Brahman, Adhyatma and all karma. Those who know me with Adibhuta, Adideva and Adiyajna, even at the time of death, they steadfast in mind know me. So when Lord said this in the last two verses of the previous chapter, Arjuna is asking clarification about on these words that the Lord used. He talked about Brahman, Adhyatma, Karma, Adibhuta, Adideva, Adiyajna. And maintaining the thought of Brahman even at the time of death. Even at the time of death, they know if they are steadfast in mind thinking about me. Those who know me with Adibhuta, Adideva, Adiyajna, even at the time of death, they steadfast in mind know me. So Arjuna is asking question here. The Lord.
But somebody has a question. Like some people say that we keep the name of the son, they used to keep in the name of the God. So that even in the end, if you are remembering the son, after the Hari, Keshav, these things. But do you think that if your mind is not that, it is going to help?
No, but it's conducive. Are you with me?
Yeah.
See, it's like when you pray, you have agarbatti. When you meditate, you have agarbatti, bell and all that. It's all association of thoughts. That doesn't mean you can still have agarbatti, bell and start thinking of sensual things, not really meditating upon God. So, but these are conducive. Similarly, when you name people on God's names, it's conducive. But just because you, at the time of death, you call your son, whose name happens to be Hari, you say, Hari, come here. Not that you will go to Hari.
You are remembering Hari.
You are not remembering Hari. Your whole remembrance is upon the material world. As a result of which, you are not going to reach Hari. The whole idea is, when you see anybody, you identify. First of all, in a crowd, you identify yourself as I. The crowd identifies you with your name. Right? But the philosophy, the Vedas tells us that you are not this individual, you are actually the Atma. So for the name, for relationship, for contacting, for practical contacts, you need a name. If I am asking a question and say, Anu, you answer, then it is meant for her. You all know that. Otherwise, you don't know whom the question is addressed to. So, to identify somebody in the crowd, a name is given. For the crowd to identify. Are you with me? But over a period of time, I start thinking that I am this name. So therefore they said this, they try to keep the name of God so that you always remember that you are God and not this. And the purpose of life is to get to the self. As much as you indulge in the world, you will still not be satisfied. Ultimately, you will come to realize that it is not in this material world. It is in merging with the self within. That stage will come in life whenever it will come to anybody. But ultimately everyone finds emancipation only in the self. But for practical reasons, vyavaharika reasons, you deal with the material equipment. Are you with me? That is why we have rituals where we even worship the equipment that we use. Cars are worshipped. Machines are worshipped. Right? Vishwakarma Day. Why? They are also divinity. So I need to approach it in that angle. Are you with me? So that my entire bhav may it will be Hari, not just in the name. Just because, so Rita's question is, just because I call somebody Hari, which happens to be my son, will I go to Hari? No. But the possibility is there that even when you are so scared and you are about to die, something may happen to you, so you are calling your son Hari, you are calling, and quickly, especially if you have gone to Vedanta classes and all that, quickly when you said Hari, the possibility is there. Then why am I getting unnecessarily perturbed? I should not be concerned when that real Hari is the one who is taking care of everybody. You know, that possibility is there. But that doesn't mean just because you call Hari, you get there. Otherwise it's very simple. Right? Instead of naming stone and brick, right? You name Hari, Vasudeva, etc. That's all. But nothing is in the name. All names are God's names. Right? The association of thoughts are important.
But then the name becomes important as we grow older in life. We've been given a name to identify ourselves, like you said. But somewhere along life, our ego, our name becomes...
Yourself.
Yeah.
That's what?
Yeah.
Because you don't understand, you start thinking that you are that. See, if I give you menu card, your hunger will not get satisfied. You have to order the food, eat it, then you will get satisfied. Right? Similarly, name is not you. Name is just an address. But over a period of time, we start getting attached to those names and forms. So, in this chapter, like I said, the emphasis is upon only one thing. As you think, so you become. So, you better watch out your by your own thoughts, you create your own destiny. Either positive or negative. You are what you are today by your own past thoughts. You will be what you will be in future depending upon your thoughts today. So therefore, Lord is advising here that try to develop this thought of the self while you are alive, nothing wrong with you. Then if you are on the deathbed also, the possibility will be that in your subconscious mind, in your entire bhav, thought of Lord will be there, not the material world. It is not what you say with your lips. It's what your subconscious mind says. Isn't it? But through the conscious mind, you have to reach the subconscious. So the conscious mind does certain practices, and through those practices, slowly, slowly, it becomes part of your subconscious. That's the whole idea of all the traditional practices and everything. But without understanding that, we get involved in a very traditional practice mechanically. We are more concerned about completing the ritual. Every day I must do a particular ritual and I must complete it, because if I complete it, then I will get some. So in a hurry I am doing. If I understand the reason for these rituals is what? To consolidate my subconscious towards hurry, towards the self. So let's chant verse number 1. Arjuna uvacha, kim tad brahma kim adhyatmam, kim tad brahma kim adhyatmam, kim karma purushottama, kim karma purushottama, adibhutam cha kim proktam, adibhutam cha kim proktam, adidaivam kim uchyate, Arjuna uvacha, kim tad brahma kim adhyatmam, kim karma purushottama adibhutam cha kim proktam adidaivam kim uchyate. Let's chant two also. Adi yajna katam kotra adi yajna katam kotra dehesmin madhusudana dehesmin madhusudana prayanakale chakatam prayanakale chakatam nyeyosiniyatatmabihi adi yajna katam kotra dehesmin madhusudana prayanakale chakatam nyeyosiniyatatmabihi. See, the fact that he is asking this question show that Arjuna has been listening. Because 7th chapter he said these words. Those who are striving to liberate from the old age and death come to realize the whole. Brahman. All these words he used. So Arjuna is clarifying, you used these words, please tell me what these mean. So Arjuna uvacha, Arjuna said, kim tat brahma? What is that? Brahman. Kim adhyatma? Kim karma? What is adhyatma, the inner self? What is karma, action? O purushottama. O uttama purusha. Supreme being. Then what is adibhuta? Above elements, adibhutam chakim proktam. What is termed as adidaiva? Adidaivam kimuchyate. What is said as adidaivam? Please explain to me all this. And who and how is adiyajna? Above sacrifice. Here in this body, O Madhusudana. Krishna only said, they know Adi Yajna. He didn't say Adi Yajna is in the body. Right? We go to the previous chapter 7. Last, he said, those who know me with Adi Bhuta, Adi Deva and Adi Yajna, even at the time of death, they steadfast in mind know me. He didn't say Adi Yajna is in the body. But Arjuna, when he asks, he says Adi Yajna in the body. Which means what? It's not that Arjuna completely is ignorant, is not fully clear, he's heard these words before, but he wants detailed explanation. How is adiyajna here in this body, O Madhusudana, and how are you to be known? How are you to be known at the time of death by the self-controlled? Prayana kala. At the time of death. While living only, we are not thinking about Brahman. It's talking about prayana kala, travel. Now, one travel is travel from one body to another. Another travel is traveling from jivatma to paramatma. Read me. You travel giving up this body, attaining self-realization. So prayana kala samaye, various interpretations are there. We can take it either way, it won't be wrong. How to remember God at the time of death so that you will realize the self and will not have another birth. That is what he is asking. Right? So traveling time. Even now, we are actually traveling. Isn't it? Constant travel. Death doesn't mean only the last breath. You are dead with reference to your house. You are born with reference to this house. After some time, you will be dead with reference to this house. You will be born with reference to another house. So constantly we are traveling. How are we to remember you means God at the time of death? By this self-control. Prayana kalecha katam yeyosi niyatatmabhi. Niyatatmabhi means a self-controlled person remembers you even at that time of death. So please explain all these things. This is what he is asking, Arjuna. Now Krishna answers. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Aksharam Brahma Paramam, Aksharam Brahma Paramam, Swabhavo Dhyatma Mujyate, Swabhavo Dhyatma Mujyate, Bhuta Bhavod Bhavakaraha, Bhuta Bhavod Bhavakaraha, Visarga Karma Sanjitaha, Visarga Karma Sanjitaha, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Aksharam Brahma Paramam, Swabhavo Dhyatma Mujyate, Bhuta Bhavod Bhavakaraha, Visarga Karma Sanjitaha. The Blessed Lord said, Aksharam Brahma Paramam. Brahman is the imperishable. He used the word the supreme. Brahman is the imperishable, the supreme. Supreme imperishable is called as Brahman. Brahman, Brah. The word Brahma means big. That which is big. Brahmatva iti Brahma. That Brahman he calls as supreme, because otherwise you will think aksharam also means letter. Word letter is also called as aksharam, no? So when you send your children first, you ask them to write, you call it as aksharabhyasa. Means aksharam means letter. So you should not think that aksharam here means letter. It says aksharam paramam. Everything in this universe perishes. All our experiences is of perishable things. Have you got any experience of imperishable? Anybody? All our experiences is about perishable. So when he says Brahman is imperishable, what it means? You see a tree and you say tree is, you cut the tree, log is, right? Tree you see and you say tree is, you cut them and you say log is, and you make a table out of the logs and you say table is, you burn the table, ashes. Tree, log, table, ash. The forms change, but the isness continues. The isness that continues is imperishable consciousness. So that consciousness which is imperishable is Brahman, he says. So the experiences of us is all about perishable aspects only. That which is imperishable, which is pervading the entire perishable universe, is called imperishable. Are you with me? Reflect on that example. Forms keep changing, but the isness continues. Earlier it was child is, now boy is, young man is, old man is. The isness continues. Form changes. Rirni. That imperishable which is pervading the perishable. But we have no experience of that imperishable. It is not an object of comprehension or perception. It is the very subject, the subjective apprehension. So Brahman is the imperishable, the supreme. Swabhavo dhyatma uchyate. The swabhava, his own being is called adhyatma. The swabhava of Brahman, which is all pervading, with reference to the microcosm, is called atma. Are you with me? Sunlight is flashed everywhere. The rays of sun is called as atma. Is there a difference between rays of sun and sun? No. Are you with me? Atma means what? Same Brahman with reference to the microcosm. Are you with me? The same Brahman with reference to microcosm is Atma. Like sun and sun's rays. The swabhava of that imperishable Brahman is Atma. You find that Brahman, the consciousness pervaded the entire universe within the body, and that is called Adhyatma. Within this individual self, that is called Adhyatma. So what is there is only Brahman. But how are these beings emerged? He says that which causes the emergence of beings is called karma. Bhuta bhava udbhava karaha visargaha karmaha. Bhuta bhava, the existence of living beings. Udbhava karaha, that which brings about the existence of living beings. Visargaha, the all activities. The karma of the individual in the past has brought about his future birth. You are born to a particular set of parents, in a particular set of family, because of your past activities. Are you with me? And these past activities emerge from you as a result of your ignorance of the fact that you are Atma. And out of this ignorance, you assume an individuality. And to fulfill the void created thus, you do action. And that activity sets the motion. Are you with me? How does this karma come about? Understand this from your point of view. You are essentially Atma. But at some stage, you are ignorant. Out of that fact that you are Brahman, you are ignorant of that fact. You assume the separate identity. Then you feel limited. And to feel complete, you start activities. Desire swells. Once the motion sets, the karma starts. That's all he says. Bhuta bhava udbhava karaha visargaha karmaha. So what is karma? The existence of living beings brought about by the activities of the very beings. The creative force to create an action is within the being. Right? Then the karma starts. Once I do something, to be complete. That chain continues. So due to my past activities, I am given the present environment. Due to my present activity, I will be given future environment. So out of ignorance, I assume a separateness. Identifying with that separateness, I do activities. Those activities are called karma. Because of which, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatareshaya. But at any point in time, through the knowledge of the Vedas, learnt from the competent guru, and through independent reflection, sadhana, you slowly start identifying with the self. Then you break the chain. Excuse me. Otherwise the karma continues. So what is he saying here? The creative force that causes the birth of beings is called karma. Meaning, the very cause of your birth is your karma. The creative force that causes the birth of beings means what? The cause of your birth is your karma. And how did this come about? Due to your separate identity. Assuming of separate identity. What is there is only Brahman. What is there is only ocean. In a bucket of water there is no wave. In a pond, no wave. But in the vast expanse of water, ocean, there are waves. Wave is also nothing but the ocean only. But the wave assumes a separateness. Then it feels insecure and starts activities to feel complete, secure. And once that starts, then the momentum starts. That momentum continues now. So that is karma, that emanation, that waves going on in momentum cycle, that is what you are. You can break that, provided you, through the knowledge imparted by the Guru. When will he impart the knowledge to you? When you are qualified. And when you are qualified, the knowledge is imparted. What will you do with that knowledge imparted? You will do sadhana. So that you will constantly identify with the self and not with the ego. Then slowly the momentum breaks. You break the karma cycle. So please understand, this entire emanation of creation is caused by the karma. So with reference to individual, when you understand, it's not very difficult to understand with reference to the total. Just like how my karma has created me, has made me take this birth in a particular womb. Similarly, your karma has made you to take a particular birth in a particular womb. Womb is not just your mother's womb, the family into which you are born, the country in which you are born, everything. As per your karma. If you start certain activities today in a particular direction, then your momentum starts shifting in that direction. So you are born because of your own karma. So the creative force that causes the birth of beings. So Brahman is what? The isness. Right? The isness with reference to this body is Atman. That alone is. Out of ignorance, I assume a separateness, as a result of which activities come, and those activities cause the birth of myself. This is what Lord said as far as Brahman, Adhyatma and Karma are concerned. The first three questions are answered in verse number 3. Aksharam Brahma Paramam. Is this concept clear? See, in other words, all that he is trying to tell you here is, I even told you when I did the 7th chapter, in the end when we were doing those verses, I said, a self-realized soul looks at it from the whole point of view. We have a fragmented vision. You are the same person who is playing the role of a mother sometime, wife sometime, daughter, citizen, in your case painter, Gita student, you understand, etc., etc. Oh, you said painter, but she is sitting in Gita class, same painter, everything is same. Are you with me? The whole thing is Brahman and Brahman alone. The waves in momentum, karma. Water in wave is Atma. Water splash everywhere is Brahman. With reference to the example of ocean. Are you with me? We are sitting at the top, not knowing any of these things. And we are only having that compartmentalized, fragmented vision. He called me so-and-so. She called me so-and-so. He did not call me. When he called the other, you understand? Because we are sitting at the fragmented level. And you go to the depth. So he said earlier, he sees the whole. And then the whole is explained. Brahman, Adhyatma, Karma, Adi Buddha, Adi Deva, Adi Yajna, all that. But all this is what? Brahman and Brahman alone. A thief enters a jewelry shop. You also enter the jewelry shop. You see necklace, earrings, bangles, chain, etc., etc. He sees gold and gold alone. He sees, wow, filled with gold. Right? Filled with gold. So the idea is, when we have that whole vision, we never get caught in samsara. When we have a fragmented vision, we get caught in samsara. Any experience, if you are able to stand apart and see the whole experience in totality, you will not get caught. But you don't see it from totality. That's the problem. So that imperishable Brahman alone is Atma, and the ignorance of the Atma has created the individuals. Created the individuals means what? Individual is also Atma only, but is assumed a separate identity, as a result of which created his own or her own karma. Since you have started the karma, you have to stop it. Just like how you started the karma with your ignorance, you have to stop it by knowledge.
Adibhutam kshara bhavah, adibhutam kshara bhavah, purushaschadi daivatam, purushaschadi daivatam, adiyagnyohami vatra, adiyagnyohami vatra, dehe deha pratamvara, dehe deha pratamvara, adibhutam kshara bhavah, purushaschadi daivatam, adiyagnyohami vatra, Dehe deha vritamvara.
Adibhutam is the perishable nature. Adibhutam kshara bhavah. The perishable nature is adibhuta. This doesn't require much explanation. We know. All our experiences is what?
Perishable.
So all we know is adibhuta, we don't know the Brahman. The conscious principle, imperishable, within the perishable is Brahman. And the perishable is adibhuta. The entire what? World. Perishable. Name and form. Isn't it? Everything is what? That you have. Here is perishable. Everything that you know comes under adibhutam.
But all that is perishable is not Brahman.
The isness that pervades all that perishable is Brahman. Okay, that's why I explained to you. The isness that it pervades the perishable. But the perishable name and form is what? Is nothing but Brahman only. We are getting caught by this surface. Not the essence. It appears to you in one form. But essentially it is what? A disness only. That cannot be destroyed, no. Form can be destroyed. Name can be destroyed. Name changes, form changes. But the isness continues.
Adi Daivam Purushascha Adi Daivam.
He says Adi Daivam is the Purusha. Purusha means the indweller. The indweller Purusha here means Hiranyagarbha. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Just like how we have mind. Every individual mind put together will be total mind. Consciousness reflecting through the total mind is called Hiranyagarbha or Purusha. Even consciousness reflects through the individual, you are called Jiva. The same thing when it reflects through the total. Total mind.
Macrocosm.
See, adibhuta is macrocosmic perishable matter. Adidaivam is what? Consciousness expressing through the macrocosmic mind. Are you with me? Consciousness expressing through the macrocosmic mind. The subtle body, total subtle bodies.
Samashti Sukshma Sharira Chaitanya Sahitam is called Adidaivatam.
Purusha. The Purusha is the one who is entered and pervades the entire macrocosm. Right? That Purusha is conditioned consciousness. Consciousness conditioned by the mind. Then Adi Yajna. Adi Yajnohame Vatra. I am alone the Adi Yajna. Who is speaking here? Krishna is speaking here, but he is speaking as what? As Ishvara. Are you with me? I am the Adi Yajna. Ishvara says, the Ishvara is the Adi Yajna. Ishvara is the what? Consciousness with reference to the total causal bodies. Consciousness with reference to the total gross body is Adi Bhutam. Consciousness with reference to the total subtle body is Adi Devam. Consciousness with reference to the causal body is Adi Yajnam. Okay. But everything, all you need, you don't get confused about these things. All you need to understand is, everything is nothing but Brahman and Brahman alone. Rain pours. Before that, it was an evaporated form, gas. It pours down as water, then gets solidified, becomes snow. Isn't it? If you go to the west now, everywhere it will be snow. So snow, ice, all these are what? Same water only. Isn't it? Like that, the same Brahman. That is Ishvara. Hiranyagarbha. Total gross bodies. Total individual jivas. The problem is, we are identified at the surface. The deeper the knowledge, you will start identifying at the deeper level. The lesser the knowledge, the more ignorant you are, you will be floating at the superficie. That's all he is trying to say here. Is it clear? So Brahman is the imperishable reality, the isness that pervades the perishable aspect. Atman is the swabhava of Brahman with reference to the microcosm. Karma is the what? The creative urge or creative force that causes the birth of the individual. Out of ignorance, you have created your own karma. Then, Adibhutam is the consciousness with reference to the total gross bodies. In the sense, the perishable matter, the total gross bodies is perishable matter. And then, consciousness that is expressed through the total subtle bodies is called Adi Devam. Consciousness with reference to the total causal bodies is Adi Yajna. End of the day, everything is nothing but pure consciousness alone. Where is this Ishvara? Seated within you. So he says, Adi Yajna Hame Vatra Dehe Deha Bratam Vara. Arjuna addresses Krishna as Madhusudana. Madhusudana means what? Earlier Arjuna addressed Krishna as Madhusudana, no? What does Madhusudana mean?
Who has killed
Madhu? The demon. Madhu Rakshaka. Rakshasa Nashaka.
What is the madhu?
Your desires.
No.
Karma. Your karmas are called as madhu. Okay. Madhu Rakshasa Nashaka. Means what? Krishna is the one who kills the Rakshasa of your karma. Karma Bandha. Means what? Pure consciousness. So if you identify with pure consciousness in this universe, you will break the karmic cycle. Okay. That is why we say, whatever you do, do it with consciousness, with awareness. When you do like that, the karma breaks. Madhu Rakshasa Nasha. Now Krishna addresses Arjuna as Deha Mritam Vara. Best of embodied. Oh, best of embodied. Best of embodied. Arjuna is really a pure soul. Oh, best of embodied. But if Krishna is reminding him, you are embodied. And the Adi Yajna is where? You don't have to go anywhere to find him. He is within you. So you sacrifice all the activities to the Atma within. That is the meaning of Yajna. But what are we doing? Something else. All our activities should be in the direction of taking us towards the Self. When you do such activities, the Ishvara who maintains the law, as per your action, the full result is bestowed upon you. Are you with me? If your activities are sacrificial activities, what will you get? The fruit and peace and destruction of vasanas. All will happen. But if your activities are selfish, the chances are you may not get the fruit because selfish mind is disturbed. So you don't do right action. As a result of which you won't get the fruit. Even if you get the fruit, you will not be in peace. You will be in constant worry that you will lose it. And you are going to be multiplying vasanas. Not attain moksha. So all that he says is, Dehe Deha Britambara. O Arjuna, I am the one who is Adi Yajna. Krishna identifying with consciousness, speaking here as Ishvara himself says, I am in the body. So through the body, whatever actions you do, you must worship the Krishna within. Krishna within means what? All activities should be selfless. It should be done in the spirit of yajna. Then what will happen? You will burn the karmas. You will attain moksha. And when you burn the karmas means what? You will start enjoying also. Your living starts becoming much more peaceful. That's the way to go. So Arjuna, you are the best of embodied. Why don't you practice yajna? Giving up of selfish, self-centered activities. Rise to unselfish and selfless activities. All your activities are blessed by Ishvara. Meaning, according to your activities, you are getting the fruit. If you surrender to Him and do selfless activity, you will get both yoga and kshema. If you only surrender to the world, forgetting Him, you run after the world. If you perform such activities, you will get the world, but you will not be in real peace. Antakale cha mameva, antakale cha mameva, smaran muktva kalevaram, smaran muktva kalevaram, yaprayati samadbhavam, yaprayati samadbhavam, yati nasyatra samshayah, yati nasyatra samshayah, antakale cha mameva, smaran muktva kalevaram, yaprayati samadbhavam, yati nasyatra samshayah. And he who casting off the body goes forth thinking of me alone at the time of death, antakala. Antakala means at the time of death. Antakala, antakale cha mameva smaran. Thinking of me alone. Muktva kalevaram. Having casting off the body at the time of death, going forth thinking of me, what happens? He attains my being. Yap prayati sa mat bhavam. He attains my being, my bhavam. Yati na nastyatra samshayaha. Let there be no doubt about this. There is no doubt about this. Whatever bhav the person has at the time of death, he reaches that bhav. See, what he is saying is, it's very simple. If you are thinking of Brahman, you go to Brahman. If you are thinking of world, you go to world. If you are thinking of Brahman, nirguna or saguna, what does it mean? Brahman essentially is nirguna. Are you with me? But not all of us are able to... Nirguna means what? Without qualities. Without any qualities. Without form. But not all of us are capable of thinking of Brahman without form. So we go through form. Are you with me? We worship a form in the beginning. Then slowly, slowly one may evolve to the level of coming to nirguna worship. Worship means upasana. See, I told you in this portion from from chapter 7 to chapter 12, the emphasis is on upasana. Upasana means what? Near sit. Near sit. Upasana. Upasana means worshipping. Identifying. Worship, identification. Are you identifying with Brahman as nirguna or saguna? Nirguna Brahman upasana is not possible for everybody. Therefore, you worship saguna Brahman. Brahman with attributes. Brahman with form. Brahman with qualities. Now, those who worship nirguna Brahman with form also are of two types. Who are they? Sakama, Nishkama. What is Sakama, Nishkama mean? Sakama means, Kama means what? Desire. Sakama means those who worship forms for fulfilling their desires. Nishkama means they are worshipping not to fulfill the desires. Worshipping is the very essence for them. So from Sakama, you have to move to Nishkama. Sakama Saguna Ishwara Upasana to Nishkama Saguna Ishwara Upasana to నిష్కామ నిర్గుణ ఈశ్వర జ్ఞానం ధ్యానం అండ్ అటైన్ మోక్ష. ఓకే, ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ సకామ సగుణ ఈశ్వర ఉపాసక, యు ఆర్ గివెన్ హెవెన్ ఫర్ అ వైల్, యు ఎంజాయ్ హెవెన్ అండ్ యు కమ్ బ్యాక్. ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ నిష్కామ సగుణ ఈశ్వర ఉపాసక, యు ఆర్ టేకన్ టు బ్రహ్మలోక ఆఫ్టర్ డెత్. ఇన్ బ్రహ్మలోక యు త్రూ జ్ఞానం గివెన్ బై లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ యు రియలైజ్ ద సెల్ఫ్. ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ క్రమముక్తి. ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ నిష్కామ నిర్గుణ ఈశ్వర ఉపాసక, యు రియలైజ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ హియర్ అండ్ నౌ. ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ సద్యోముక్తి, కైవల్య ముక్తి. ముక్తి ఇన్ స్టేజ్, ముక్తి రైట్ నౌ. బట్ ఫర్ దాట్ యు హ్యావ్ టు బి నిష్కామ, దట్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. బట్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ నిష్కామ ఉపాసక ఆఫ్ అ ఫామ్, యు గో త్రూ వేరియస్ లోకాస్. వాట్ ఆర్ దీస్ లోకాస్? ఆర్ దేర్ ఎనీ సెపరేట్ యూనివర్స్ అదర్ దెన్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్? నో. These lokas are mental dimensions. Heaven and earth are not different geographical place. Are you with me? There is no separate place called heaven or hell. John Milton says, mind in its own place makes a hell out of a heaven or a heaven out of a hell. There is a story where a person wanted to, he died and went to Vishnu. Vishnu is about to give him judgment based on his action. So he said, you have done mixed, thoda punya thoda pap. So sometimes you have to be in hell also, sometimes you have to be in heaven also. But I'll give you an option, which one you want to go first? So he said, I've neither seen heaven nor hell. So let me first see, to choose I need to know, no? So he said, okay, that's a good thing. I'll send you. First he said, okay, which one you want to see first? He said, I would like to see hell first. So he was taken in a transport to hell. When he reached there, it was lunchtime. They were also seated like us on the dining table, only thing not with books but with food in front of them. All sorts of spread was there. But nobody would eat because their hands were stretched out. It was tied at the elbow. They could bend the elbow, so they could not put the food into their mouth. Oh, this is heaven, this is hell. Okay, let me see what is heaven. And he went to heaven. Again lunchtime, so they were all seated there. Sumptuous meal was there, spread was there. They were all eating in spite of their hands being stretched out. How? The one who was sitting opposite to the other was feeding the other fellow. They were feeding each other. So this is heaven. In other words, if your mind is unselfish, you are in heaven. Your mind is selfish, you are in hell.
So the situation is the same.
Yeah. So in other words, the heaven and hell are nothing but mental dimensions. So he says different lokas are there. Different mental dimensions are there. Are you with me? So those who are saguna, sakama saguna ishvara upasakas, they go up to heaven, be in that stage for a while, and they come back to take another human form, and slowly they have to find their emancipation. In the case of Nishkama Saguna Ishwara Upasaka, because he had no desires, but he had mental vritti. Vritti, you understand? Various mental forms he was conceiving of God. Therefore, he is still not single-pointed, right? So, but he is nishkama. He has no desires for himself. Therefore, there is no more requirement for taking a birth. If you have a desire, vasana for the world, you are sitting here because you have vasana to study Gita. If you did not have the vasana to study Gita, you won't be sitting here. Now, maybe later you will be sitting here. And some other party is going on. You are seated in this house now because you have vasana for the world. Sorry, vasana for the Gita. So, the Sakama Saguna Ishwara Upasaka has vasana for the world. But he did worship. Therefore, he is given temporary heaven. But he exhausts that punya and comes back to human form. Do you mean? Whereas Nishkama Upasaka has lost all his vasanas for the world. Therefore, he will not come back to the world. But he is not yet attained moksha either. Are you with me? He will go through Brahma Loka. He is given a higher loka, higher mental dimension. There he does sadhana and he realizes the self, says our Vedas. But in the case of a Nishkama Nirguna Ishwara Upasaka, he has no desire, vasana for the world. He has no mental vritti either. As a result of which, he exhausts all his punya and pap. He reaches Brahman. Directly. Here and now. In other words, all that he is trying to say is, as per your bhav, you attain that bhav. Are you with me? If you assume the bhav of the world and come to me, I send you back to the world. If you assume the form, I bring you to the form. If you assume formless, I make you one with me. As per your bhav, everything happens. I explained to you all these things many chapters before, in chapter 4 itself. Even if you mentally imagine, what is the example I have given for that? We used to discuss that example a lot when we did chapter 4. I give you a cold stone. Or a charcoal. Cold charcoal. But I hypnotized you to believe that it is hot. And slowly, slowly you start feeling the heat. And when you start feeling the heat, maximum you drop it. You actually say, oh my God, I hurt myself. I slowly bring you out of hypnosis. I see the truth that Baba, there is no hot charcoal there. But I see the scar. You were contacting cold charcoal. Are you with me? How did the scar come about? Your bhav. As you think, so you become. So he says here, and he who casting off the body, disassociating from the body, goes forth thinking of me, alone at the time of death, he attains my being. If the thinking of me happens to be saguna, he goes through Brahmaloka. If the thinking of me happens to be nirguna, then he comes to me directly. That's all. But either way he comes. See, it's like this. He doesn't differentiate between mat bhavam and himself. How? Only when you come to Delhi, you meet the Prime Minister of India. But if you landed at the airport, Delhi airport, itself means what? You've come to the area where Prime Minister resides. Not only Delhi, even if you enter the water boundary, into our boundary, that means what? You've entered the same loka of the Prime Minister. He attains my being. So what is important here is, forget about saguna, nirguna, all that. What is important here? Ishvara upasana.
And nishkam.
Nishkam, yes. But the emphasis here is Ishvara upasana. Even if you worship Ishvara with sakama, you cannot continue to exist in front of Ishvara with kama. So that is why they say, Tika bhai, even with kama you come to me.
Then I will do
it. Mm-hmm.
Or I will go to this
mandir,
and that means if it doesn't happen, then
I will. See, what happens is, slowly, the whole idea is, doesn't matter, even with desire you come to me, says Krishna. Because in front of him you cannot have any desire. Slowly, slowly. Slowly, slowly, all that he wants is, turn towards him. With the desire, if you turn also, he will take away the desire. He is a chore. He steals. He steals away your desire. You understand? So therefore, sakama, nishkama, saguna, nirguna, all this doesn't matter. What you need to understand in this is upasana. Upasana means what? Sitting near. Sitting means what? Turning your attention towards divinity. If you turn your attention towards divinity, it is as good as you have reached me, is the assurance he is giving. Let there be no doubt. Which means what? You started the Gita class, means you are blessed. That's what it means. Means if you have turned towards me, it's a question of time. Whether you come directly, indirectly, whichever method, you come to me. The idea is, turn your attention towards me. Till you have not turned your attention towards me, I cannot help you. Just turn. He is so bewitching. He'll pull you.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि हरिओम.
Mm-hmm.